You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A lightning strike set a Racine home on Carlisle Avenue on fire early Saturday. Firefighters rescued four cats. One cat didn't survive. The homeowner got out safely. The fire caused major damage to an attic and an upper level. The estimated loss is at around $90,000. Racine County is getting new license plate reader cameras. The county board approved installing 10 solar-powered flock cameras along busy routes, including some around I-94. Each camera is to only keep data for 30 days unless part of an active investigation. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce from Madison announced this morning she is running for governor. Governor Tony Evers isn't seeking re-election. In her campaign announcement video, Royce highlights schools, health care, and jobs as her campaign focus. The Sturtevant Village Board will meet tomorrow night to discuss the future of local policing. That includes whether to use services from the county sheriff or another agency. That meeting is set for 6 tomorrow night. Representative Amanda Nedweski of Kenosha County is pushing a bill to end remote work for state employees. She's criticizing the governor's handling of work-from-home oversight. A bill she authored passed the Assembly. The Senate needs to take it up. If it moves forward, it faces a likely veto from Governor Tony Evers. And after a summer of smoky skies from Canadian wildfires and repeated air quality alerts, Wisconsin's DNR has launched a more user-friendly online map for tracking pollution. The updated map features real-time color-coded air data, easy navigation, and an option to sign up for air quality alerts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Holt, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. You know you were involved in a pretty challenging marriage when just discussing it causes you to break down in tears. Just ask my wife. Thanks, I'm here all week. Such is the case for Denise Richards, who was married to Charlie Sheen. In the new documentary, AKA Charlie Sheen, Richards pulls no punches when she is on camera discussing her tumultuous time with Sheen. She says their marriage went south after the success of Two and a Half Men, claiming that the pressure really got to her then husband. Richards says she would bring up Charlie's substance abuse to members of his team and specifically his sponsor, but to protect him, his posse would blame her hormones or claim she had postpartum depression. Richards says she kept it together for the sake of their daughters, but says if she wasn't a very strong person, she would have gone down a very dark road. Given all the recent information regarding Sheen's new doc and book, I can't imagine a darker road for anyone than being married to Charlie Sheen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. On Wednesday, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.